Books and Arts.
Book Review. New Fiction. The Self Stripped. How Should a Person Be? By Sheila Hetty.
The confessional tale of depravity redeemed goes back at least to St. Augustine. Sheila Hetty, a Canadian writer, plays with this legacy in How Should a Person Be?, out now in Britain, following a rapturous reception in America. A novel masquerading as memoir, it is a sharp and unsentimental chronicle of what it is like to be 20-something now. The story spans a year in the life of Sheila, a blocked playwright in Toronto. She is recently divorced and unable to finish a commissioned play. Convinced that other people do not feel like they were raised by wolves, Sheila sets out to probe the ugliness she feels inside. She feels she should seek fame, yet she finds relief shampooing clients in a hair salon. "It was work I could believe in, making people look and feel their best," she said. The flat tone is at once sincere and disingenuous. Ms. Hetty's deadpan, naked voice is what makes Sheila's journey so engaging. Ms. Hetty also captures the malaise of young, creative types. Again and again, Sheila asks if making art is merely narcissistic. But just as self-absorption threatens to swamp the tale, a crisis causes her to look squarely at her own sexual and debased life. Her friendship with Margot, a painter, provides redemption of a kind. Throughout, the reader is beguiled by blunt, sly observations. Like, smiling only encourages men to bore you and waste your time. And, the world is full to brimming with its own shit. A little more from me won't even make a difference. Written sometimes in the first person, sometimes in the third, this novel can make for uncomfortable reading. Yet Miss Hetty's mordant take on modernity encourages introspection. It is easy to see why a book on the anxiety of celebrity has turned the author into one herself.